Bolt Talk number 006. It is Saturday, August 20th, 2005. Hello, Charger fans, and welcome to the Bolt Talk podcast, the first and only podcast on the net that covers San Diego Chargers football. My name is Ray, and I'm your host. And for all my first-time listeners out there, I'd like to welcome you guys to the show. And please check out the main website at www.bolttalk.com. For all my returning listeners, I'd like to welcome you guys back and thank you guys for staying subscribed. All right, so tonight I got a bunch of news for you guys. And also a little podcast music so at the end of the show. So stay tuned for that at the end. All right, so let's just jump right into the news. Antonio Gates, our starting tight end, Pro Bowl tight end, was given an ultimatum this past Thursday to sign his exclusive rights free agent offer of $380,000 or a long-term deal by today at 12:30 p.m. or else he'd be put on the roster exempt list, which will automatically suspend him for the next three games. Well, Antonio Gates did not sign that contract of $380,000, and nothing was done this morning, although his agent and A.J. Smith was trying to work all morning long to get a deal done. So basically, the Chargers have put him on this roster exempt list, and immediately after that, his agent came out and said that Antonio Gates was going to report to the Chargers tomorrow, Sunday. So, right now, he is suspended for the next three games, but there is a chance that the commissioner, Paul Tagliabue, will shorten the length of that suspension, and maybe, just maybe, Gates will play on opening day against the Dallas Cowboys. So, bad news is there's no deal done yet with Antonio Gates, but the good news is that he is coming to camp, apparently, tomorrow. So stay tuned for that. Hopefully the Chargers will get something done here in the next week or two, and we'll have him here for the next couple of years. One last note. The problem, as I mentioned before, was the length of the contract. Gates and his agent Colonna want a three-year deal, which would then make Gates a free agent at the age of 28, whereas the Chargers want him to sign a five-year deal worth about $4 million a year. So I'm not really sure what's going to happen, if they're going to come to some kind of an agreement that maybe it's a four-year deal or what. But right now, Gates is still without a contract that's long-term. So, okay, I'll keep you guys posted here, and hopefully by the next podcast he'll be signed. All right, in regards to tomorrow's game against the Rams, it is sold out, and it's the first time, really, in a long time that we've had a sold-out preseason game. So the blackouts, the TV blackouts, have been lifted for that game tomorrow. And you guys can catch it on TV at 1 p.m. on Channel 8 here locally in San Diego, KFMB. And one interesting note about tomorrow's game is that it is the most tickets ever sold to Charger fans for a preseason game there at Qualcomm Stadium. So that really goes to show how excited the community is for the Chargers and this upcoming season. Okay, so I know that some of you guys don't like having to fight traffic going down to the stadium. The Union Tribune this week announced that express buses are going to be planned for all Charger games. So if you're a Charger fan in North County, you guys can catch a express charter bus that will take you straight to the stadium. The price for tickets is $10 for a two-way trip, or $5 one-way. And that's for adults. For children under 12, the charge is $2 or $1 one-way. So check out the link. There's a link on my site on the posting of this, and it'll give you all the details as far as where the pickups are at. Okay, tomorrow's game is going to feature Sean Merriman, who returned this week from injury. He's going to be playing tomorrow. Also returning from injury this week is Donnie Edwards and Ben Lieber. So our linebacking core all of a sudden is healthy. And out of the defensive side, there is Luis Castillo. He's not going to play tomorrow. He's still nursing a sprained foot, so he's pretty disappointed that he won't be able to play. But hey, I'd rather keep him out for these preseason games and have him ready for opening day. So he's not going to play tomorrow. A couple of other injuries. Sean Brewer, tight end, he's still out with a knee injury. Rookie wide receiver Vincent Jackson is still nursing his Achilles injury, so he's not expected to play. Defensive end DeQuincy Scott, who was injured in week one against the Green Bay Packers, is still nursing his thigh injury. Linebacker Jonathan Pollard is out with a knee injury. And three others who actually sat out during yesterday's practice was Ryan Krause, Malcolm Floyd, and defensive end Jacques Cesaire. So all of them are listed as questionable for tomorrow's game. Now, tomorrow you guys are going to be able to catch Ladainian Tomlinson. He's actually going to play for about six plays, it says. So I'm pretty surprised, because normally LT sits out pretty much all preseason except for maybe the last game. So you'll catch him a little bit tomorrow. Drew Brees is going to play a little bit longer than a quarter. This past game against the Green Bay Packers, he actually only played one quarter exactly, and then Rivers came in to relieve him. Phillip Rivers will play about two quarters, and Cleo Lemon's going to finish up the fourth quarter. Okay, so that's for tomorrow's game against the Rams. Some other news from earlier this week. Fullback Matthew Tant was released by the San Diego Chargers at his request. Tant was an undrafted free agent this past spring. He came in, caught two balls last week, and decided, hey, football's not for me anymore. I'm going to retire now. So that's probably the shortest NFL career ever. So no more Matthew Tant, but no worries there. We're pretty solid at the fullback position. Okay, other news from earlier this week. As I mentioned, Sean Merriman is coming back from injury. He's pretty hyped up to play for the first time this preseason. And there was an article also this week in regards to Quentin Jammer that came out of the North County Times. Quentin Jammer, who is basically really motivated this offseason, says that he is going to be a lot more aggressive with the wide receivers, especially within the 5 yards, the initial 5 yards. Last year, he was pretty tentative because he was afraid that he would be penalized for being too physical with the receivers after the 5 yards. But this year, he says that he's going to take full advantage of the bump and run rule. He's going to just knock them down if he can. So I'm hoping that Jammer has a huge season this year. I actually think that he's going to have a breakout season and possibly get more picks than pass interference calls this year. All right, so in other news, let's see here in my notes. Let's see here. Fanoti is actually, he checked in earlier this year during training camp at about 390 pounds, and the Chargers have expressed concern, long-term concern about his weight. So last year when Fanoti was playing for us, he actually started all 16 games. He played at about 370, 375 pounds, and he was pretty awesome. This is the last year of his contract, and he's really going to have to work on getting his weight down a little bit more. He's at about 380 pounds right now. He's looking pretty good, according to Charger coaches during camp. But they would like him to at least slim down probably to his play weight from last year. But most importantly, they are worried about him long term, even after football. They want him to be able to control his weight, and whatever they can do right now to help him would be great. All right, the starting cornerback job. There was a competition between Sammy Davis and Drayton Florence. Apparently, Florence has that job cornered. According to the Union Tribune earlier this week, Drayton Florence basically has had that cornerback job. And he did win that last year when he came in relief of Sammy Davis in the middle of the season. He did a great job, and he didn't lose his job back to Sammy Davis. So Davis fully admits that he is the better corner right now, But it's nice to have Sammy Davis there, and hopefully he can improve on his cornerback skills and maybe get back to the form he once had as a rookie. Okay, so other camp competitions, the wide receiver position, the opposite of Keenan McCardell, that's actually between Rashay Caldwell and Eric Parker. Right now, Eric Parker does have the edge. He's making plays. He's making all the great plays during practices, but that's yet to be determined. So Rashay Caldwell, who's bouncing back really nicely from a torn ACL, will have his opportunity here in the next three games to try to win that spot. Speaking of starting wide receivers, there is really no definite number one receiver. They all basically think of themselves, according to USA Today, as a number one receiver, and McCardell thinks that that's actually a great thing. You know, everybody should be out there with the same mentality that, hey, I'm the man. If I'm calling to make plays, I'm going to make it. So this year, unlike other years, we have a lot of depth at wide receiver. We have basically Keenan McCardell, Eric Parker, Rashay Caldwell. We also have Kasim Osgood coming back, as well as Malcolm Floyd. And we have a couple of other youngsters battling for the position, such as Willie Quinney. So at this point in time, I'm not really sure how many receivers we're going to carry. Some say five, some say six. But all of those guys right now are going to be trying their best to try to make the team here. But it's actually really nice to have a whole lot of weapons on the offensive end. Kind of reminds us of the old Eric Coryell days. So we'll see how these guys perform in tomorrow's game against the Rams. All right, Michael Turner has basically won the number two running back spot. He came out during the Green Bay game, got the bulk of the carries. He ran for 70 yards on eight carries, and basically made us forget about Chapman there from last year. So we're all set there at the number two position. Michael Turner actually got some compliments earlier this week from LaDainian Tomlinson and said that he reminded, LaDainian said that he reminded, Turner reminded him of a young Thurman Thomas, I believe. I think that's what he said. I'd have to look that up on my notes, but that's a pretty nice compliment there coming from LT. All right, that's basically all I have for you guys today. Antonio Gates was the big news of the day, and we all know now what happens, but it's going to be great to see him back in camp. I'm hoping that he kept himself in good playing shape, and hopefully by next week at Minnesota, we'll see him play a couple of series there. All right, so let me go ahead and play you guys some podcast music. Oh, one last note. I am working right now with the PR person for Willie Quinney. He had that nice touchdown pass or touchdown catch from Philip Rivers during game one at Green Bay. And hopefully I will meet with him this Monday for a quick interview, kind of give you a little background on Willie Quinney. So stay tuned for that. I'm hoping, I'm keeping my fingers crossed, I don't want to jinx it or anything like that, that I can finally get somebody on the show, my first Charger interview. All right? Thanks, guys, for tuning in. If you guys have any feedback, questions, anything at all, please feel free to email me at bolttalk@gmail.com. Also, if you guys want to, you can also send me an audio file at the same email address. My voicemail number is on the website as well, so if you want to reach me that way, you can do that. And thank you again for staying subscribed, and I will talk to you guys after the St. Louis Rams game. Have a good one. Okay, guys, so today's PodSafe music is from a band called De La Vega. The song title is 2020. If you like what you hear, please check out their website at www.dlvmusic.com. Also, please check out all the other music artists on music.podshow.com. All right, guys, I hope you guys like it. Have a good one. We'll be right back.
mention the patch of a bleeding all on NFL. Well, it's not even the issue. You get more than enough to lose. It's your self-respect that's being stalled. There's nothing you can do.
I got 20-20 and I got me eyeing you, kid. I think it's 20-20 that you're making numerous bids. You might be plenty money, but that don't mean much to me. Cause I'll be pushing study very vigorously.
Every since I was a lowercase Q, I dreamed of being on the mic like a priest upon a pew. Was it tall? But eventually I grew. Once I hit 5'9", there was nothing I couldn't do. Had a plethora of people telling me philosophies, theoretically claiming to be visionary. See, thankfully I'm an entity of individuality. Normality is relative to where you live.
I got 20-20 and I got my eye on you, kid. I think it's 20-20 that you're making numerous bids. You might make plenty money, but that don't mean much to me. Cause a weed push is study very vigorously. Individuality, definitely, definitely, we're here to promote individuality.